yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Chemical arms are categorized as weapons of mass destruction, along with nuclear and biological weapons. Chemical arms, which have been stockpiled by many countries over the past century, are toxic chemicals that are used to cause death or injury. They were widely used during World War I and caused such horror and massive loss of lives that were banned internationally. 90,000 people lost their lives and over 1 million were injured during the First World War when different chemical weapons, including mustard gas, were used. The Chemical Weapons Convention, which entered into force in 1997, is the latest and most comprehensive international treaty that prohibits the production, stockpiling, and use of chemical arms. Over 190 states have signed the treaty. Though some countries, such as the United States, have failed to meet the 2012 deadline set by the Chemical Weapons Convention to completely eliminate their arsenals of lethal chemical weapons. The deadliest chemical attacks over the past decades were carried out under the orders of Iraq's former dictator Saddam Hussein during the war with neighboring Iran. Declassified CIA files prove that during the final stages of the war in the 1980s, the U.S. passed intelligence to the Iraqi regime showing the location of Iranian forces, although they were fully aware that Saddam would use chemical weapons against Iranians. Rick Francona, who was a U.S. military attaché in Baghdad during the 1988 atrocities, says, "The Iraqis never told us that they intended to use nerve gas. They didn't have to. We already knew." Saddam Hussein also used chemical weapons against Iraq's Kurdish civilian population in Halabja. The United States and its allies kept silent about the atrocities and continued supplying arms to the regime.
1982 was the year in which Ronald Reagan dropped Iraq from the list of states supporting terrorism so that the U.S. could start providing him with extensive aid, including military aid, including means to develop biological and chemical weapons and missiles and weapons of and nuclear weapons.
Syria was one of the countries in the Middle East that had a chemical weapons program. It had refused to ratify the Chemical Weapons Convention until 2013, citing dangers posed by Israel's vast chemical and nuclear weapons programs. Since the beginning of the conflict in Syria in 2011, extremist militant groups fighting the government have posted videos of their chemical weapons workshops and threatened to use the arms against the Syrian government and the army. The United Nations has confirmed the use of chemical weapons in the conflict in Syria on several occasions. In August 2013, one of the deadliest attacks occurred in Ghouta, in the suburbs around Damascus, when UN inspectors were already in Syria at the invitation of the government to investigate another alleged chemical weapons attack. The West was quick to blame the Syrian government for the Ghouta attack, which left hundreds dead. But Syria and Russia pointed the finger at terrorist groups. Damascus and Moscow called the attack a false flag operation aimed at triggering Western intervention. A leading member of the UN Commission of Inquiry, Carla Del Ponte, said evidence showed that militants used sarin gas in Ghouta.
We collect some witness testimony that made to appear that some chemical weapons were used, in particular sarin gas. And what appeared on to our investigation that was used by the opponents, by the rebels. And we have no indication at all that the government, Syria, the authority of the Syria government have used chemical weapons.
Later that year, the United States and Russia negotiated a deal to take the Syrian government's chemical weapons out of Syria. Washington insisted it was the only way for Damascus to avert a U.S. attack on Syria. Syria's last bits of chemical weapons were shipped out for elimination in June 2014 under supervision of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Then U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hailed the achievement, saying, "We got 100% of the chemical weapons out." On April 4th, dozens of people were killed in the Syrian town of Khan Sheikhoun when toxic gas was allegedly released in the area following a Syrian army airstrike. Western governments and media began an intense campaign accusing the government of President Bashar al-Assad of carrying out a chemical attack. But Russia and Syria rejected the allegations, saying the army's airstrikes had hit a militant arms depot where lethal chemicals were being made and stockpiled. Iran called for a fact-finding mission to investigate the deadly incident, but Washington had made up its mind. A few days later, the United States carried out a cruise missile strike on a Syrian airbase near Homs, saying it sends a clear message to Damascus not to use chemical weapons again. The U.S. says it's ready to take further actions. Washington has failed to provide any proof of any Syrian government involvement. As the U.S. and Britain lead the campaign against Damascus, critics say the West's claims are implausible because the Syrian army backed by Russian Air Force has gained the upper hand against militants across Syria, and it would be senseless to think Assad was behind any such attack on a militant-held area.
It makes no sense, even if you were totally separate from this and take no sides of this and you were just an analyst. It doesn't make any sense for Assad in these conditions to all of a sudden use poison gases. I think it's zero chance that he would have done this, deliberately. It makes no sense that that Assad is ready to commit suicide, because they could, United States and the British and other, well, we have a lot of warplanes. We could just destroy the rest of the country. And some of these people act like they would.
Former British ambassador to Syria, Peter Ford, has warned against gullibly believing the American version of what happened in Khan Sheikhoun.
Remember the run-up to Iraq. The experts, the intelligence agencies, the politicians were convinced that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. They produced reams of evidence, photographs, diagrams. It was all wrong. It was all wrong. It's possible that they're wrong in this instance as well, that they are just looking for a pretext to attack Syria. Trump has just given the jihadis 1,000 reasons to stage fake flag operations. Seeing how successful and how easy it is with a gullible media. Assad may be cruel, brutal, but he's not mad. It defies belief that he would bring this all on his head for no military advantage. The site that was hit had no military significance.
The United States and its Western and regional allies have been funding militant groups and arming them in a bid to topple the Syrian government since 2011. That's mostly because Syria is not in line with their policies in the region and is part of an Iranian-led regional resistance front against Israel. The U.S.-led bloc now seems increasingly worried about the situation in Syria, which has put the government of Bashar al-Assad in a position that's more stable than any time over the past several years. The U.S. and its allies have repeatedly showed that they spare no effort to advance their policies. For them, the end justifies the means, even if they cost human lives.